This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. At least 15 Israeli soldiers were killed over the weekend in combat in Gaza, and public support for the war is being tested, with the death toll continuing to climb. We hear more from VOA's Linda Gradstein.
I think, you know, it's day 79 of the war. It was a bad weekend in terms of Israeli casualties.
Total number of casualties up to 160.
Something. So the mood is heavy, sad, and I think people are kind of growing tired of the war. But that said, there's still kind of a sense that now that Israel has started, that it would be a mistake to end it before the goals are achieved. Although there are some reports that possibly some kind of a deal for the end of the war is starting to come together.
That's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. And at least 68 people, including a baby, have been killed in Gaza. The latest bloodshed comes in a weekend that's marked by some of the war's deadliest airstrikes, and a health ministry spokesperson says the toll is likely to rise after the strike on the refugee camp. An AP reporter on the scene watched bodies and wounded being carried into a nearby hospital. Russian attacks on southern Ukraine's Kherson region have killed 5 civilians Sunday, according to Ukrainian officials, while Russian-installed officials in the eastern town of Horlivka said one person was killed as a result of Kyiv's shelling. VOA cannot independently verify either the Russian or Ukrainian reports. Moscow and Kyiv both deny targeting civilians. For additional stories around the clock, visit our website. This is VOA News. One of China's most powerful